Welcome back to the Talking Auckland podcast series on the alternative transport funding package, which was announced by Mayor Len Brown early last week. In the first two podcasts, which are referenced on this blog post, I cover the introduction to the alternative transport funding package, which looks at two funding options, whether they be rates, fuel taxes, and more rates to cover the $12 billion funding gap for the Mayor's wish list, or a $2 motorway toll for every time you enter the motorway system in Auckland to also help cover that funding gap. In the second podcast, I outlined my alternative funding method using public-private partnerships and council becoming an active urban developer and landlord to help not only give an alternative revenue stream to boost the coffers so we're not so reliant on rates to fund our transport program, but also to help lead quality urban design, especially in the city centre and our metropolitan centres, like Manukau City Centre. Such examples have been used overseas, such as Miami, Asia, such as Japan and Hong Kong and Singapore, where they have fare box ratios over 100%, meaning their mass transit systems are profitable. And closer to home in Sydney and Brisbane, where their Ministry of Planning departments are busy spearheading massive state and council-led developments alongside the private sector and getting not only large urban development going both in green and brownfield areas, but also transport projects like the Sydney Second Harbour Rail Crossing and the WestConnex transport package, which includes a motorway, a new motorway, motorway extensions, new rail stations, new busways, new bus routes, a brand new airport, as well as mass residential, commercial and industrial development that would, by the end of it, have a population about half of Auckland yet again. In the upcoming podcast series on the alternative transport funding package, I will be looking at the 10 questions that I had sent to the Mayor's office in regards to the alternative transport funding package. In this podcast specifically, I'm going to be looking at questions 3 and 4 around the Mayor's transport program and the funding package he has announced with the two options I outlined earlier, as well as the congestion-free network developed and proposed and pushed by both Transport Blog and Generation Zero, and why the Mayor and the Independent Advisory Board that came up with the funding options for the Mayor's transport program are not actively looking at the congestion-free network in place of the Mayor's current plan. Of course, I have all reference links, historic, present and future, as well as context provided in the blog for your easy referencing. As I alluded to in the previous podcast, I had asked the question of why has the Mayor and the IAB not considered the congestion-free network and its pros and cons compared to the Mayor's own transport program, known as the Integrated Transport Program, or the ITP for short. This is especially when the congestion-free network is much cheaper to implement over the life of the Auckland plan, and it also gives better outcomes than the entire ITP itself, especially around travel and traffic congestion and travel speeds at the end of the Auckland plan's life in 2042, for which the congestion-free network had double, if not triple, the average speed during peak and non-peak periods in the 2042 mark compared to the integrated transport program itself, which was concluded by Auckland Transport and acknowledged by the Mayor, congestion actually gets worse under the Mayor's ITP program. So this leads to the two questions of the 10 that I have sent to the Mayor, and I hope we'll get back on Wednesday, if not Friday at the absolute latest. The two questions being, why, when the congestion-free network being cheaper to implement but gives better outcomes than the entire ITP, travel congestions and speeds in 2042, is not being actually pursued vigorously in place of the ITP? And has the Mayor and the IAB actually considered the congestion free network. I know the Deputy Mayor Penny Holst definitely has, as well as Councillor Chris Darby, and they're one of the two biggest advocates for it to have the entire thing implemented, most likely in place of the ITP itself. So again, why has the Mayor not actually considered this? Why has he actually not given us the actual two real options that actually comes before the funding conundrum that Auckland is actually facing? I now look at Transport Blog's congestion-free network package. The link is provided to you in red on the blog today, and they have listed their projects compared to the ITP, and they even have a nifty graphic, and I think also a video linked up as well, showing you how the congestion-free network works across Auckland. I scroll down the How to Fund the CFN and Save $14 billion subpage of the congestion-free network on Transport Blog, and bring your attention to a little small table that has roading, public transport, and total costs for both the integrated transport plan, what the Mayor is proposing to us, and where we have the current $12 billion funding gap that he wants us to plug either by tolls or rates and fuel taxes, and the congestion-free network, which would not lead us to this funding gap scenario. And then the Transport Blog has the comparison between the two and how it actually benefits Auckland. If we were to follow the Mayor's ITP, no matter which funding option we're looking at to plug the $12 billion gap, the total cost is $30,132,000,000 over the life of the ITP, which is through to from now and through to 2030. Currently, we have the funding available for up to $18 billion of this, which is effectively a 72% spend on roads and 28% on public transport, yet leaving us that $12 billion short to make up the $30 billion we need. Now, that $30 billion, as I keep saying at the moment, is either going to come from fuel taxes, which the government keeps ruling out, and rightfully so, although it should have also ruled it out for the roads of National Party significance as well, but due to their low benefit cost ratios, such as the Holiday Highway, or the motorway tolling, which would be a better demand management tool once the public transport system, though, is fully complete, so people actually have a viable alternative between the roading system or the public transport system. Now, the congestion-free network comes in at a cost of $16,500,000,000 on a ratio of a 42% roading and 58 public transport funding split. So pretty good, pretty even. As the congestion-free network does not eliminate all roads, the congestion-free network does allow for things like the Southern Motorway upgrades between Monaco and Takanini, which is under the design and consultation stage at the moment. The project is coming in at $212 million and it is one of the very few cases in road widening we have decongestion as well as improving the safety of that particular stretch of highway for both commuter, intercity and freight traffic that so heavily use that piece of highway, including myself living in Papakura. But let me give you the split down and the comparisons. Roading. The ITP, $21,650,000,000. The congestion-free network, $6.9 billion, a saving of $14.6 billion. Public transport, $8.4 billion in the ITP, $9.5 billion in the congestion-free network. So a slight increase of $1.055 billion more in the CFN. However, this is where the kicker is. This is why we should have this option up for debate so we could choose. The ITP total is $30 billion and we're $12 billion short on that alone. The congestion-free network is $16.5 billion, a $13 billion saving, which means we actually don't have the funding gap. We actually still actually even save money by about 1.6 billion to the $12 billion funding gap problem that we are facing. So technically, if the mayor allows the option, first and foremost, of either his integrated transport program, which does not even solve congestion, congestion actually gets worse by the end of it in 2030, or the congestion-free network advocated so strongly and so rightly by Transport Blog and Generation Zero and their allies for $16.5 billion, which eliminates the funding gap, and actually we have a saving that I alluded to earlier, which its end product and its end game means we actually have congestion lessening to a limited extent, admittedly, but the travel speeds increase slightly. They actually don't get worse compared to the ITP. So I ask the question to you, Mayor Len Brown, why are you actively not considering the congestion-free network? Why are you, despite your deputy mayor and other councillors and even MPs, are advocating it so strongly for the congestion-free network to be the actual integrated transport program that comes in at just over half the cost of the ITP, but eliminates this funding gap entirely with some savings on the side, meaning we are not subject to increased rates of 0.9% year on year on top of any other rates increases that we get generally for the next 9 years, or extra 1.2% or cents, one of the two, fuel taxes year on year for the next 9 years, or as a revenue gathering exercise rather than a demand management tool, the $2 motorway toll, which disproportionately hits the less well-off in your home electorates or wards of Southern Auckland and Western Auckland, which I do not need to remind you, as the Deputy Mayor so knows, went blue in the party vote in the last election. Why, Mayor Len Brown, are you not actually giving us the true option, the true two choices that Auckland actually has? It's not the funding one, because if we pick the congestion-free network over the ITP in our first set of options that we actually truly have, the funding gap questions you have asked us and will be asking us actually eliminate themselves. Because if we're silly enough to go with the ITP over the CFN, the congestion-free network, then we come to the questions of how are we going to fund it? So come on, Len Brown, why the hold up? Why not the congestion-free network? Why are you not pushing it strongly? It's enough. Enough is enough. Enough of the platitudes. As it's been so, as I've been taught, as I'm going out, talk is cheap, action is real, and all you're doing, Len Brown, is talking, and that is cheap.